You're a New Yorker, so... You've watched Friends, but is life in New York really like the series would have us believe? We look at 8 aspects of life in the Big Apple that will be familiar to most New Yorkers.
Your rent is astronomical.
All major cities are expensive, but New York is in the big league. Renting a studio apartment here will cost you, on average, 3,250 euros a month. Add another 750 euros if you want a separate bedroom. And that's just the average across the 5 boroughs. So once you get into a hip part of Manhattan, such as Tribeca, that one-bedroom apartment will cost around 5,400 euros a month. That makes New York some 115% more expensive than the American median. And it doesn't just apply to rent. Basic grocery prices can be double as well. Of course, as a result, average salaries are higher in New York than elsewhere in America, by a whole 14%. You don't have a washing machine.
Many New York apartments are too small to fit a washing machine into the space. This is why it's common for apartment buildings to have shared washing machines in the basement. That's cool, but you do have to pay to use them, just as in a laundromat. Nothing in New York is free. And small apartments also mean that New Yorkers typically don't have space to fit all their clothes, clean or dirty. The traditional solution is to work with the seasons. When summer comes, New Yorkers put all their winter clothes into suitcases that they can store on top of a wardrobe, and vice versa when it gets cold again. And if they need the suitcase to go traveling, well, everything just ends up on the bed. You eat takeout food most nights.
This aspect of New York life has featured in films and TV shows for so long, it can seem like a stereotype. But it's true. Everyone eats takeaway. Partly, it's due to the fact that New Yorkers work late and don't have time to cook for themselves or have kitchens that they can properly cook in. But it's also because New York offers a bigger and better selection of culinary choices than probably any city in the world, from high-end restaurants to cheap takeaway services. So, why wouldn't you benefit from that? You go for brunch on Sunday.
On a Sunday morning, New Yorkers are lying in bed after a hard week's work and a late Saturday night. Nobody is up for breakfast. And this is why a midday Sunday brunch is such a typically New York phenomenon. Brunch was invented here, combining breakfast and lunch with an optional continuation of the previous night's cocktails. It's only legal to serve alcohol after 10 a.m. on Sundays in New York. Above all, it's the big social moment of the week when New Yorkers meet up with friends. You're single.
New York has a population of 8.9 million and is a magnet for young people from all over the world. So it should be easy to find a partner. But it isn't. Even before apps turned dating into a job application process, New York was a difficult place to find love. And dating several people simultaneously was the norm. Many people blame the fact that women here outnumber men, 53% to 47%. This makes it easy for men to avoid commitment. But also, the city's competitive, career-minded culture means love takes second place to work, and everyone is always looking for a better match. There's rubbish in the street.
A visitor to New York can easily get the impression that the sanitation workers are on strike because there are piles of stinking plastic rubbish bags in every direction. But this is just the way New York operates. For some reason, the city does not provide bins into which people can put their household rubbish. Instead, everyone just puts it out on the street in plastic bags that the sanitation workers have to collect bag by individual bag. This is a bonanza for scavengers, especially with all those takeout containers in there. And as a result, the city's rat population is phenomenal. So phenomenal, in fact, that the rats have recently become a tourist attraction, with travel companies offering visitors tours of the city's most rat-infested places. You walk at high speed everywhere.
New Yorkers walk roughly twice as fast as people in other cities. All of them. Anybody who walks in New York has no choice but to adapt to the speed of the city. This means you can't amble along, enjoying the sights or looking down at your phone. You move as if you're late for an important rendezvous. In fact, New Yorkers would be late if they slowed down, because everyone here calculates the time it takes to get from A to B by assuming they will walk the distance at high speed. This is why they hate being slowed down by tourists enjoying the sights. You love New York.
Because even the bad things about New York have always somehow, strangely, become good things. They give the city its unique vibe. New York can be tough, but New Yorkers like it that way. Because the city's energy sets it apart from everywhere else in America and beyond. Because the diversity of people and cultures endlessly generates new ideas. Because it has world-beating art galleries, museums, and spectacles. But above all, because to live in New York is to feel like you're at the center of the world.